KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a few sprinkles. It's 42 degrees. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with occasional light rain, a high around 45. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reminds registered voters that you may vote early at the office of the Cass County Auditor. Today is the last day to do so. The auditor's office is open from now until 5 p.m. And beginning with this election, of course, if you haven't already heard, straight ticket voting has been eliminated. Each position must be voted on individually, and voters should anticipate it will take a little longer to mark a ballot, according to Sunderman, who says also that a voter may register and vote absentee or early vote on the same day. Again, today is the last day to vote in the office of the Cass County Auditor for early voting. Well, the general election is less than 24 hours away now, and here in Cass County, there are local and state races to watch. Locally, Republican Mark T. O'Brien faces a challenge from fellow Republican Pat McCurdy in the race to fill the District 2 seat on the Cass County Board of Supervisors. Both men are from Atlantic. In District 3, Republican John Hartkopf is being challenged by Dana Halter, who is running as nominated by petition. Hartkopf defeated Halter in a close runoff for the June primary when Halter ran as a Republican. And while the other main county offices are uncontested, there are six candidates running for five seats on the Agricultural Extension Council, including Chad Becker, David York, Christy Plagman, Todd Wepler, Brad Pallett, and Jeb Peck. In the state arena, Republican Ray Bubba Sorensen of Greenfield faces a challenge from Democrat Warren Varley in the race to succeed Cal Bodler as a state representative in District 20. In District 11, incumbent Republican Tom Shipley is being challenged by Democrat Sarah Ramsey. Incumbent Tom Moore is being challenged by Democrat Denise O'Brien for House District 21. And incumbent Republican 3rd District U.S. Congressman David Young is being challenged by Democrat Cindy Axney, Libertarian Brian Jack Holder, Green Party candidate Paul Knupp, legalized medical marijuana candidate Mark Elworth Jr., and Joe Granadette. With the help of Radio Iowa, we'll be closely watching the race for Iowa governor tomorrow as well, along with the auditor, secretary of state, attorney general, treasurer, and secretary of agriculture. And as we mentioned, straight ticket voting has been eliminated. Each position on the ballot must be voted individually, and ID must be provided prior to voting. The polls will be open in Cass County tomorrow from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. You can find a list of polling centers for this county under the same story on the news page at kjan.com. Here's a look at some of the other area election races we'll be following once the polls close at 9 p.m. on Tuesday. In Adams County, Republican Douglas Burt and Democrat Marty Olive are hoping to grab the District 1 seat on the County Board of Supervisors. In Adair County, Democrat Jody Jean Hoadley and Doug Davidson are competing for the District 4 seat on the Board of Supervisors. In Audubon County, incumbent Republican Gary Van Arnam faces a challenge from Democrat Dwight Jessen for the County Supervisor. In Guthrie County, four candidates are hoping to fill two seats on the Hospital Board of Trustees. And that includes Jimmy Robson, Roberta Burt Simmons, Danielle Fink, and John Tews. There are no contested races for office in Montgomery County during tomorrow's election. While the closest voters will get to that is deciding which of the three candidates will fill two seats for the Montgomery County Hospital Board of Trustees. The candidates include Jill Bergstrom, Kevin Cabbage, and Michelle Pruss. In Pottawatomie County, there are nine candidates for three seats on the Board of Supervisors, including incumbents Scott Belt and Justin Schultz, both Republicans, and no party incumbent candidate Tom Hannafin. Also in the running for the Pott County Board is Republican Lynn Groby, Democrats Glenn Hurst, Francis Parr, and Marsha Pilger, Libertarian Robert Fairchild, and independent candidate Don Dierks. In Shelby County, Republican Darren Hake and Democrat Roger Schmitz are running for the Board of Supervisors in District 1, and there are two candidates for Clay Township Clerk, Steve Jacobs of Marney and Joel Schluter of Elkhorn. And as we mentioned, some other state races to follow here in Western Iowa tomorrow will be for state representative in District 12, Republican Brian Best and Democrat Peter Leo, state representative District 22, Republican John Jacobson and Democrat Ray Stevens. For state representative in District 15, Republican Leanne Hughes and Democrat Charlie McConkie. And state representative in District 16, Republican Mary Ann Hanusa, Democrat Steve Gorman, and Libertarian Steve Seacrest. Democrats are pointing to new polling data from the New York Times and the Des Moines Register to suggest that longtime 4th District Congressman Steve King may have a race on his hands in 2018. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Iowa State University political science professor David Anderson says after eight easy races in a safe Republican district, King seems to be vulnerable.
I think maybe we're seeing a candidate who has potentially gone beyond what his district finds acceptable and did it in the unfortunate circumstances of a wave election year and has suddenly turned an absolutely unassailable position into a competitive election.
King faces a former professional baseball player who grew up in the district. Democrat J.D. Scholten of Sioux City has raised more money than any other opponent King has faced. Scholten says King's hurting the district because of his ideology, and that has diminished King's influence in Congress.
That's the number one thing that gets me. He makes a lot of noise and with a lot of controversial things. And how that affects our district is that he's not finding our economical needs.
King says Scholten doesn't represent the values of the district and his supporters won't be swayed.
They have never seen such a well-funded negative campaign that so misinforms the voters and so much money come from out of state. They're trying to buy a seat from San Francisco and New York.
There are 70,000 more registered Republicans than Democrats in the 4th Congressional District. It is the only one of Iowa's four congressional districts that currently has a Republican voter registration edge. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And the Des Moines Register Iowa poll released Saturday night shows the Iowa governor's race is tight, with Fred Hubbell leading Kim Reynolds 46 to 44%. On the final weekend before the election, the candidates and their supporters made final pitches to voters in all sorts of places, from front doorsteps to the back of a train. Early Saturday morning in Des Moines, Governor Kim Reynolds, Congressman David Young, and other members of the Republican team climbed aboard a train bound for a few stops in western Iowa, including Atlantic, yesterday afternoon. The Victory Express, woohoo, Reynolds said, laughing with the crowd. It's really going to be close, so we have to have all of you turning out and making a difference, and that's our last plea, she said. Reynolds says the economy is working due to the partnership between Republicans in Des Moines and Republicans in Washington, D.C.
We can't stop. We can't slow down. We need all of you to help us finish strong and take this victory across the finish line.
Congressman David Young emphasized the same theme.
Iowa's on the right track. America's on the right track. So it makes sense that we should be on a track today to victory, right? Right?
About 3 hours later, Cindy Axney, the Democrat who is challenging Young, spoke with volunteers trained to go door-to-door to talk to voters.
Pick up that packet, come back, get another one. Even if it starts to downpour and rain, you'd rather be wet today than crying on Wednesday.
Yes!
And Young gave a similar charge to, Axney says her race with Young is considered to be too close to call.
This is one of the most important races in the country because this literally is the opportunity for us to take back the majority and make sure that Democratic values, those hard-fought Iowa values are represented out in Congress.
David Young gave a similar charge to his supporters.
These elections around the country are very competitive and tight. They talk about this blue wave. We have a red dam up here in Iowa. Let's go get him.
Fred Hubbell, the Democratic candidate for governor, is holding rallies around the state, too. Hubbell spoke to a few hundred Democrats in an Iowa City brew pub early Sunday afternoon.
I just have a question to get started. Are we ready to get out and vote for change?
Yeah! All right. As of Friday, more than 447,000 Iowans had voted already by absentee ballot. In other news, police in Creston say a woman in the 800 block of West Jefferson Street reported over the weekend that someone had stolen the battery out of her truck, which was parked near the residence. The incident happened sometime between midnight and 7 a.m. Saturday. The loss was estimated at $125. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.